Dictation 4, Edward, EDWARD, Weber, WEBER, April 11, 1943. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, STEBELTON, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mr. Weber, who has chronic kidney disease, chronic diarrhea from Crohn's disease, ileal resection, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction. Last visit in November comes accompanied with son. He was in the hospital in December with question sepsis, received hydration, pressure support, antibiotics, but as far as I know, no bacteria was isolated. There was no heart attack, no stroke, released to assisted living Green Acres, ACRES, was there for 3 months. Now patient is back home with family members supervising. He lives alone. He gets meals delivered to him. He follows with cardiology Cleveland Clinic for his heart problems. He's known to have a stone, but there has been no need for interventions. Urology, Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S. Mobility overall is restricted. Presently no falling episode. Presently no vomiting, dysphagia. Stable stools without bleeding. No cloudiness of the urine or blood. Tongue nocturia and incontinence. He chews tobacco. Denies dysphagia or oral ulcers. No changes on voice. Denies chest pain, palpitation, no purulent material hemoptysis. Acecral decubitide is healing or completely gone. No major edema. Other review system is negative. I review medications with the son. For the diarrhea, presently on Colestipol, C-O-L-E-S-T-I-P-O-L. Prior Questran was discontinued. A trial of Myrbetriq, M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-Q, didn't work, discontinued. Otherwise, takes Entresto, Eliquis, Aldactone, Corec, Potassium. Next paragraph, on physical exam, chronically ill. Weight 188, blood pressure 120/76 on the right side, the diffuse RALS at least 2/3, pacer device on the left side, it is not a defibrillator, no inflammatory changes, there is bilateral JVD, no pleural effusion, no pericardial RAP, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites tenderness or masses, today no major edema, looks chronically ill, older than his age, decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. We're from March, we are going to update those. Back in March 28, phosphorus not elevated, creatinine 1.6 for a GFR of 44. This appears to be the new steady state over the last 1 year. Normal albumin, calcium, anemia around 13, which is minor with abnormal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium potassium acid base. Chronically elevated pro-BNP in the upper 2000. After I saw him, a few days later, iron studies, ferritin saturation is normal, and B12 also folic acid normal. The last echo is from December. Ejection fraction now is normal at 73, severe enlargement of atria, has a pacemaker, right ventricle considered normal, moderate mitral regurgitation, other minor abnormalities, and a prior kidney ultrasound from December, normal size kidneys, 11.4 on the right, 11.7 on the left, the non-kidney stone on the left ureteral pelvic junction, and a large simple cyst on the right side. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, for the most part is stable, no progression, no permanent changes at the time of hypotension sepsis, stable kidney stones, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy pericarditis, chronic electrolyte fluid losses from the chronic diarrhea, ileum resection, Crohn's disease. Next number, blood pressure in the low side, atrial fibrillation pacemaker, anticoagulated beta blockers. Next number, prior smoker COPD abnormalities. Next number, anticoagulation Eliquist. Next number, now has preserved ejection fraction. Follow cardiology Cleveland Clinic for mitral regurgitation. Next number, compression fracture T6, T10, T12. Next number, prior history of neuroendocrine tumor on the appendix without activity. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months.